Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. You guys, this is just a little bonus episode. I had to recap hashtag Countess and Friends with Jackie Schimmel. We were both at the show, and Jackie Schimmel, of course, you guys know from The Bitch Bible. She's so, so funny. So please go check out her podcast. So Jackie Schimmel and I went to Countess and Friends, and it was a night. It was insanity. Whitney and I went. We had so much fun. We got a little too drunk. I really let loose. I did. I completely let loose. I had mentioned I'd been moving, and I hadn't had internet for a week prior to this show. Okay, so like I was never more stressed in my life. Spectrum, if you're listening, I hate you. I saved the Spectrum number in my phone with a picture of the devil. So now when they call me, it just is a picture of Satan that comes up. And it was so ridiculous trying to get internet. I mean, it literally took us 5 days. They kept sending people out here and then coming up with new excuses as to why we didn't have internet. It was like, oh, we sent a construction guy and we need to send the electrician guy. And then they send the electrician guy and they really need the construction guy. And I have never been more – moving is so stressful already. There's boxes everywhere. I mentioned my Mariah Carey wine glass broke. I'm still not over that. And for those of you that asked me if it's on eBay, that you cannot buy it on eBay, I've checked. That was the first thing I did, was head on over to eBay. So I was so stressed, and I needed to let loose. I needed an escape. And literally an hour before I went to hashtag Countess and Friends, I had gotten internet. So it was like a lot of release for me that night, you know. So we got to Whitney and I pregame too, which I haven't done since college. I do not pregame. I do not recommend pregaming. But you know, again, this was a rock concert for us. I mean, we were celebrating Lou, the rock star, and I started drinking Skinny Girl at the pregame because, you know, as one does, want to relate to Roni. And then at the show, they were serving drinks, and I switched to vodka. And then, of course, like during the show, there was a high from the show, right? Like I had felt like, you know, they had been pumping air into those rooms and it was so exciting and electric. So then I was on this high from the show and Whitney and I thought, you know what? We should go to Pump, right? We thought we're going to celebrate the Bravo universe tonight. We went over to Pump and we were in the middle of sort of like a D-list Vanderpump Rules episode. Like it was so bizarre. I mean, we were there. A lot of the people from Cash Like Countess and Friends went over to Pump, and there were some of the cast members. And when I say cast members, I'm using air quotes because it wasn't like a lot of the official cast members. Billy Lee was there, who I love. I love Billy Lee. And we were in the middle of a Vanderpump episode. So like we started talking to Billy Lee, who's been on this show before, and I love her, and she was so sweet. Apparently, Whitney told me that I told Billy Lee I want to adopt, yes. Which I don't. Remember, I don't know why I was talking about adoption.
Because what? Billy and I were.
Okay, so you see, Whitney and Billy were talking about adoption, and I decided to join in. And I all I remember is that like Logan pulled me aside, and he was doing a lot. He seemed very lovely, but he was telling me all this stuff about the show, and it was like, you guys, they're not doing all this for cameras. This is their real life. Let me just say that. Like, this was an episode, but there were no cameras there. He was like talking about the other cast members, and a lot was happening. And meanwhile, I'm just telling Billy Lee that I want to adopt, which makes no sense. Maybe they were filming Whitney. We just don't know about it. maybe we were being filmed. And so I'm not a good drinker anymore. I don't really quite remember the end of the night. Whitney had told me that somebody bought our lift and some drinks for us. And if they're listening, I want to say thank you. God bless. Yes, and thank you. We are very appreciative that you bought us drinks. Appreciative. And also I'm very upset at whoever bought me drinks because I cannot handle my alcohol. But, you know, I woke up, and I don't know if this has happened to you guys, but I woke up still drunk. I felt like Lou when she was on that vacation in the robe and the glasses, and you know, they were like, do you feel bad? And she's like, not really. That's exactly how I woke up. Because if you remember, she seemed pretty chill. And that's how I woke up the next day. Like, I was chill. I thought, wow, you know, I don't have that much of a hangover, right? Like, I thought, I'm good. For a minute, I thought, maybe I didn't drink that much. You know, maybe I just didn't have a lot and I'm fine. I laid in bed. I started watching Burlesque, as one does. And I thought, my hangover just escaped me. I thought, maybe I'm not going to get it. Maybe I'm fine. I started to feel a little bit bad towards the end of Burlesque. Like, you know, after Christina sings Bound to You, and after she sexes Cam Gigandet or whatever his name is, and then she sings Bound to You in that ball gown, that's when I started to feel like a little bit bad. And I thought, maybe it's just going to play out like this. So by the end of Burlesque, okay, the credits are rolling. I'm like, you know what? It's not too bad. This is doable. I just moved into this new place. There was a lot of things I wanted to get. I thought, you know, I need to head up to Target. Wow, what a mistake that was. What a mistake. You guys, I went to a city Target, which everyone knows you can't get in or out. It's like the parking garage of a city Target is like fucking Mario Kart Rainbow Road. I mean, you can't even get in or out. There's people everywhere. There's people walking across the street. Everyone's beeping and honking. And that's when my hangover really kicked in. Okay, so it was like I get in the Target parking garage and the hangover gods were like, nope. Now this is going to be your worst point yet. But I was already there. I thought, I need to get into Target, get the stuff that I need. I'm shopping in the middle of Target. And when I'm hungover, money is no object. Okay, like especially when it comes to food, I will spend anything and everything. Like, take my credit card, give me the greasy food, give me all the bad stuff. And so this hit me right in the middle of Target. And so I just started throwing shit in my cart, like DiGiorno's, mint double stuffed Oreos, you know, ranch dip, chips, pretzels, like everything I could find, Twizzlers, Red Vines, like multiple copies, every version of everything I was throwing into the cart. Money's no object when I'm hungover. Ooh, got a call. Like I said, money is no object when it comes to buying shitty food when I'm hungover. And the only other time that money is no object is when I'm on an airplane and I'm getting magazines before a flight. Like, I know that you can bring an iPad on or a Kindle or whatever, but some flights still make you turn off all that stuff before you, you know, get to altitude or whatever. And so when I get to an airport, I will spend $75 on magazines. Like, I need to see Reese Witherspoon and Renee Zellweger in Us Weekly as I take off. Like, money is no object. So my hangover just had completely hit me then, and then it didn't get over, you guys. It didn't end for two whole days. Like, it was so bad. I cannot drink anymore, Whitney. Don't ever buy me any drinks. Whoever bought us those drinks, if they're listening, please don't ever do it again. But I love you and thank you. But it was some night. I mean, you know what? Some nights you just have to really lean in, especially when you're surrounded by Bravo lovers and Bravo celebrities. I mean, what else is there to do? And I had originally thought I wanted this show to tour the country, but I'm not sure how it would work elsewhere. So Jackie and I are going to really break it down. You know, the hashtag Countess and Friends. But you guys, I guess if you get a chance to go see it, please go see it. I mean, it is batshit insane, but in the best way. So let's get Jackie out here and we can break down hashtag Countess and Friends. And you guys stay tuned next week. We'll have a full episode of Everything Iconic. We have some great guests coming up. So please subscribe, tell a friend, find us on social media. We have that Facebook group. Just search Everything Iconic on Facebook. Join us on Patreon where we're doing more bonus episodes and more bonus content. And anything else, Whitney, find us on social media. And we love you. Okay, thanks, guys.
Okay, guys, I'm here with Jackie Schimmel, who, of course, hosts the Bitch Bible podcast. It's the best, Jackie. I love you so much, and I just want to apologize. So Jackie is here, and we're having some audio technical difficulties, so we're literally laying on my fucking floor.
I'm very down to earth. People should know this about me. So I'm literally laying on your floor.
I'm sending you C's candies.
Okay, well,
what
don't...
What kind of candies do you
No, like? Don't send me C's candy. I just am getting my body together.
Your body looks fantastic.
Don't torture me
What
like
are
this.
You doing?
Pilates.
Okay, so We're not going to keep you here long. I just want to know, I want to talk to you about Countess and Friends. We both went to hashtag Countess and Friends.
Yes.
And it was a ride.
I mean, I died and was reborn in the same evening. It was unfucking believable. The come down is so real. I don't even know, like, what happened. Like, I don't know how to process it. I was in such a state of euphoria and despair at the same time. It was like the craziest shit I've ever seen, but like made no sense, but made so much sense. I'm still confused. It's unbelievable.
You know, I have to blame you for something. So mm-hmm. I was seated near the stage mm-hmm. and she kept coming past me every time she would get back on stage, because basically what would happen is she would come on and introduce someone ridiculous.
Yeah.
like the cast of People's Couch or Jenny Poulos.
Right.
And then so she would introduce them, they would go on stage and do like a bit, and then she would leave. And so every time she did that, she would walk past me. And every single time, I would yell, "Live, Laugh, Lou," which I only do because of you. So I was on your show, and the title of it, I think, was Live, Laugh, Lou.
I have been saying Live, Laugh, Lou for years, and I feel like it's just starting to hit home. Like, years ago, I was like, Live, Laugh, Lou, and everyone's like, what are you talking about? And then Luann just became the best and worst mm-hmm. version of herself, but by worst, I mean best. And now it makes so much sense. Live, Laugh, Lou.
I shouted so many times, and like my whole Instagram story, like I look back at it the next day, because I was pretty drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And
weren't we
all? In the background, you just hear me shouting like "Live, Laugh, Lou" like every 3 seconds.
I'm so glad you like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, I feel like it's really undervalued. I thought that was so funny when I started saying it, and nobody like it's just not getting the attention it deserves.
You know, it wasn't funny. The jokes that were written into her show.
Oh my God. Dear Diary. The whole thing, it was un-fucking believable.
Like, she would come to stage and she would read from a diary, and she was doing these like pre-planned bits.
Jailhouse Rock. Unbelievable.
And then, like I said, the guest list, her friends were ridiculous and lovely. I loved them all.
Okay, Cheyenne Jackson, I said, because me and Lou, I went to her dressing room right after the finale number. And we talked a little bit of shit, and then I said, I want to fuck Cheyenne Jackson. Am I allowed to cuss?
Yeah, okay. You can, of course.
Great. I fully want to have sex with him.
Sure.
I mean, I was foaming at the mouth while he was on stage. I didn't understand why he was there. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand why he was serenading her. I didn't understand what was going on the whole time.
Me either.
But that was my takeaway.
But it was still such like a rock concert. Everyone there was so high on Lou. It was like the crowd was electric.
It was, like, I felt like it was my bat mitzvah. I had the best time of my whole fucking life. I ate a whole basket of bread. I was just shoving bread down my throat because I couldn't.
Mention that it was, like, in the basement of a high school or something.
It looked like it was in either, like, an, what is the school for, like, to teach people English? ESL or ASL?
No.
ESL?
Oh, ASL is, like, sign language.
Oh, so something like that. It either looked like one of those centers. Or, like, a very obscure, like, extension college building.
Yeah, I swear, I thought I was walking into a high school. Like, you saw one of those signs that they have at high schools with, like, the red lettering that's, like, going across, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And then you had to, like, walk through a parking garage, underneath a set of stairs, and then into the restaurant.
It was a very odd entry. I actually, like, hired, like, a glamorous chauffeur for the evening. I tried to find a white Hummer limo from 2003 because I thought that would be so funny if I just rolled up in, like, a fucking white limo, because just, like, I wanted it to be this whole experience. And, you know, on the way home, I was like, I'm just going to hop in an Uber X. I don't need to fucking, I don't need to glamorize this experience.
I went straight to Pump, and it was the most bizarre night, and it was a 2-day hangover. It was rough. But there was also, like, weird humor in there. There was, like, jokes about the Real Housewives of D.C., which I thought, like, who was writing this stuff?
Yeah, I didn't even get that joke, and I feel like if someone was gonna get it, it would be one of us.
The people there.
Yeah, and it was just like, wah, wah.
Originally, I thought that this show should tour the country, right? Like,
I still completely feel that way.
But, okay, so who would be her friends in, like, fucking Idaho or something? Like, because this show was,
she's
like,
gonna have to import some friends.
She brought out people from LA, mm-hmm. but it was, like, a pretty random list of people, and I love them all. And I was with Amy Phillips before the show.
Yeah.
And allegedly she got called, like, 30 minutes before that to be one of the friends. So she threw on a wig and a jumpsuit and had to perform.
As you do.
Luke comes a-calling.
I just want to be very clear, because me and Lou are best friends now. I think she can do no wrong. I thought it was epic. And I don't even know what to say about it. I haven't fully processed it yet.
She also looked better than I've ever seen her look.
Oh my God, what about the sheer? Did you notice that she was wearing a sheer red gown? Mm-hmm. And you could, like, see her ass crack, and it was looking great.
She looked so good. Her body was on point.
Unbelievable. Also, side note, I was sitting next to her daughter, Victoria.
Victoria, whose voice is at a lower register than I've ever heard before.
I was like... having an experience, because I kept looking at Lou and then looking at Victoria, and I was having this weird experience where I was so focused on watching Victoria, watching her mom on stage, trying to like gauge a reaction. It was like a whole sideshow I was experiencing.
What was Victoria's reaction to all of it?
Very celebratory, laughing at all the jokes. She was drinking a martini with a dirty martini. I was fixated on her. I think I started to creep her out a little bit. And then I knew that I had too many cocktails when I started getting like emotional watching Victoria watch her mom, because I was like, oh, this is so sweet. Like a mother daughter, you know, like this is a real moment of pride for her. And I was like, snap out of it. Like, what are you doing, Jackie?
Yeah. It was great. I cried during, there was a moment where a woman saying, I have nothing.
Oh,
the bodyguard.
Yeah.
What was her name? She sounded so good.
Shoshana Bean.
Shoshana.
Oh my God, she was stunningly beautiful, and I didn't really quite, I don't know, I was going to say, like, I don't quite understand why she had her on, because it just made Lou's voice sound not as strong, I'll say.
Yeah, she's very secure.
Yeah, you know, that's what I like about Lou, she's very comfortable in herself.
There's nothing not to like about Lou. Live, laugh, Lou.
Live, laugh, Lou, and you're having Lou on your show, right? Have you interviewed her before?
I have not, no, but we met at her show. I really got in there. I got aggressive, and she's supposed to come on. So we'll see. Live, laugh, Lou.
Live, laugh, Lou.
Yeah.
Jackie, I want to thank you. I know this was really trashy.
I love that we're laying on the floor, sharing a mic. Me and Danny are 2 inches apart from each other, breathing the same air.
Oh my God, it's my dream, though.
My vagina's also hanging out.
We met at a casting, and we fell in love ever since, and I love you even more for doing this for me. I do have one quick thing I want to do before I let you go.
Yes, please.
So, I had a woman named Nikki Blonsky on my show.
Oh, yes.
And we did a pop culture lightning round.
Okay.
I like to do these, and hers was a little rough, let's say.
Yeah, I heard.
So, I want to do... pop culture lightning round that I had planned for her.
I can't. I'm sick. I don't think... I'm sorry. I'm actually feeling really under the leather.
Okay, let's do it. I'm going to ask you the questions that I had planned for her, so...
Perfect.
You know, we'll see. Favorite John Travolta movie?
Is
there a quick, Jackie?
Fuck, Grease? I don't know.
It could be slow if you want.
Saturday Night Fever?
Clueless or Mean Girls?
Oh, Clueless.
Are you more of a Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, or Charlotte? I love that I asked her that.
Miranda, unfortunately.
Are you really?
I'm probably a Miranda, yeah.
The Hills or Laguna Beach?
Laguna Beach.
Okay. Big or Aiden?
Big.
Favorite memory of working with Amanda Bynes?
just really everything. It was a great experience. I learned so much from her. Yeah.
Favorite Mariah Carey song?
Heartbreaker.
What's it like to make out with Zac Efron?
It's amazing. It's orgasmic. It's the best ever. We dry hump. It's great.
Should I just use these questions forever? I'm letting you a favorite Michelle Pfeiffer movie?
Ooh, Scarface.
Favorite Roni cast member? Is it Lou?
It's got to be Lou or Dorinda. Yeah.
Who should they bring back to Beverly Hills?
Ooh, Taylor Armstrong.
Would you ever be a New York housewife?
No.
Why did I ask her that? Favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show is, like, of all time is probably Summer Heights High.
Oh, really?
Or The Comeback.
The Comeback. Oh, that's my favorite, all-time favorite.
Yeah.
Brittany or Christina?
Brittany.
Jessica or Ashley Simpson?
Jessica.
Favorite Mandy Moore song?
Candy.
Favorite Lindsay Lohan movie?
Ooh, Georgia Rule.
Georgia Rule. I love Georgia Rule. Who's the sexiest man alive? Like, if you were choosing for People Mac.
My dog, Leo.
Tyra Banks or Faith Hill?
I'm going to go Tyra Banks.
Favorite Destiny's Child song?
Say My Name.
If you could reboot The Simple Life, who would you want to star in it?
Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton.
Favorite Hairspray song?
The one, the sweeter the berry, black, what is it? Blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, whatever.
I'm going to tell that. I hate that I know that. what's next for Nikki Blonsky?
I'll tell you what's next for Nikki Blonsky. She's going to go to Promises. That's what's next for Nikki Blonsky. Or some Sudafed, maybe.
Jackie, where can people find you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at Jackie Schimmel or listen to my podcast. It's called The Bitch Bible.
And it's so good, Jackie. You're so good. You've been doing it for a while now.
Yeah, way too long. But I think it's kind of good. So you should listen to it.
Seriously. And thank you so much for coming and doing this for me. I love you.
I love you.
Live, laugh, Lou.
Live, laugh, Lou. Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.